So we've talked about the reasons for being lying to the reader. We've talked about the ways we can detect if the narrator is lying to the reader. We've talked about the reasons for it, etc. But I want to emphasize what an unreliable narrator is. The lying to the reader is the most important part. Now, if it's unintentional, he doesn't realize that he's lying to the reader, but he is. He's giving false information. So it's a child describing what's going on, and he's trying to tell the truth to the reader, but it's coming out all wrong, and the reader starts to figure out he really doesn't know what he's talking about. The type that I am most interested in reading, writing about, assigning passages about is the intentional. I really think that people need to grasp this concept that he's intentionally lying to the reader. So this is what I see most often with my students is that they miss this. They think if he's unreliable in general, if he's just a character that you can't trust, he's an unreliable narrator, but there's really not much relationship there. When we're talking about intentional lying to the reader, he's trying to make you believe something that is not true. And he's not about trying to get somebody else to believe it. He's not about trying to just be a lazy, worthless rascal. He's about lying to you.